another important part at the moment is testing. It's obvious because I'm involved in the German community and I'm a project lead of QA, so I have my hands on.
How did testing look?
Testing is there are two main parts in testing. We are doing release tests. This is consists of automated tests. We have an set of test scripts. These are automated by a tool. Is not on API level, but on user interface level. It's like a remote control for OpenOffice org.
Right. So you can automate things.
We can automate typing simple text. We can automate clicking each button in every dialogue.
Yeah.
And with this tool, we get the feedback. Yes, we can go through standard users' activities and check if they will work or not, or if they behave like they should do. The next step, of course, is a set of manual tests. So we have a set of test descriptions, and if we have enough volunteers, we can ask more and more volunteers to go through these tests and give feedback. Yes, it's okay, the result is as expected, or in most cases the result is as expected by the definition, but it's not what the user expects, and this it's quite interesting to get user feedback.
Like almost a usability study.
Yeah.
Of OpenOffice.
More or less. At a very late stage, but it's quite useful to do that.
So how long does an automatic build run, the automatic test run to click all the buttons to
Even those automated tests do not click all the buttons. We have a set of tests that we are running before a release, and this one runs 1.5 days.
Oh, quite some time.
Quite some time, yes. We are trying to run these tests on as much platforms as possible.
I was wondering, everyone compares the OpenOffice.org to Microsoft products, but like in translation, there's also a very interesting point to compare is the how the terms are translated. And for example, in Slovenian, open source translation do have different terms in some points because we believe they are more correct and also more correct Slovenian. But how is it with like comparing writer to word in this context?
Well, I can only speak about the English and the German version, of course. I think until OpenOffice 1.1, we have used many different terms, like the typical OpenOffice org term is the stylist. That's a thing that didn't exist in Word or anything other. And this has changed with OpenOffice org 2.0. So we are using more terms that look more like Word. But in fact, what we are trying to do as in English as well as in German is to use known terms.
Even though the problem might is not if, be if correct as one would want them to be?
Well, what is correct? As example, we had a strong discussion about exactly the stylist, because it was named in German, it was also named stylist. And this this isn't a German word. You can imagine what the functionality behind could be, but in German, a stylist is more like a the hair cutter, friseur.
I see. Yes. The friseur.
Okay, and that fits not very well with an office suite. So this was changed to formatting and styles, or styles and formattings, exactly as in Word.
Okay.
And we have strong discussion because we are not Word. And so at least now we found the compromise to not use the Word expression, but to use only styles to, translated it would be styles. In German it is only Formatierung. Mm-hmm. So we have a short term that expresses the functionality, but is known to the user, at least. Mm-hmm. So it's, in most cases, it's a compromise.
I read some blogs of German bloggers.
Yeah.
They were complaining about how the technical German language is getting so English-like that there's almost no point anymore in translations.
Yeah, that's a problem, because especially in IT environment, you have many English terms that are used in common German speech. For coder, for programmer, it's no problem at all.
Coder has to know also English.
He has to know, but if you come to a user's level, it's getting really difficult, because why should the common user know again the example, what is a style?
Right, it's an English word.
It's an English word, but for us who are involved in the project, it's obvious. It's a style. That's
right.
No question about it. And again, it's always a compromise to use more and more German words, but in some cases there is no German word for technology that has been introduced with IT technology. So it doesn't make sense to create new German words. So in most cases, if there's an existing German word, we would use it if it fits. But sometimes it's better to use the English word.
And not necessary for the invention of new words.
We rather use known words, and it's not only a problem in IT, it's a general problem in German, or with the German language, that it's more and more influenced by English terms. You have this in general business as well.
And if we go back to your quality assurance, which your you're overseeing the quality assurance part, or are you're managing the quality assurance, or what is your role in it?
Well, I'm quite new in this position as lead of the QA project. I think my responsibility is more or less, at one hand, to keep people informed what's going on. When do we a new release? When do we need to test? What means for testing do we have? And so on. Now it's, at the other hand, I'm asked if we should do a release, if the release is ready, if it has the quality. And sometimes it's not easy to decide, because we cannot do a release that has no errors. we cannot do.
Right, so you decide when it's not buggy. Now it's too buggy to release. Oh, okay, now it's okay.
If the quality is good enough for the user to do his job, to have a stable software, if it's usable at all. So, and it's not only my decision, we just discussed about it at the community council, that we need to give some rules. How would a release look like? When would we release? But it would always be a discussion if we would do a release now or we would do it now.
So is there a trend to shifting towards release often, release early, or there were some news articles about Sun not wanting early and often releases and community wanting more and more releases?
I don't think that this is a thing about Sun and community. It's more or less a thing about a commercial solution that has other needs than a community-based solution. And it's not official yet, but we are going to at least release often.
Release often.
Not release early, we still want to provide a certain kind of quality, but we would release more often, and we would do more often feature releases, not these large 18-month, 20-month feature release cycle, but we don't know
the days.
We don't know if we would go with 3 months or 6 months or anything else, but we would reduce the time between releases, because this is really a problem for the community, because I think we lose developers.
Right.
Because of this long cycle.
Right. People need to see releases often, so they have closer goals.
User are always looking forward to releases, and if you are a developer, and in worst case you are implementing a feature and would see it 2 years later in the official release, you would code exactly one feature and then leave the community.
Right. So the community council, can you comment on, or
no.
It was
no.
Really,
we have no power to command what should be implemented and when it should be implemented. The need for a shorter release cycle was the idea of the engineering steering committee. It means the idea was brought up to the council by the engineers. So when we have discussed about it, and at first moment we all said yes, it's a good idea, we would need this, but for sure we would need to think about it, what are the implications, and how we could manage it. But we have no, or we cannot command anyone and tell, hey Sun, or hey Novel Red Hat, go on and speed up things, put
right.
more developers in it, because we have free developers, we have paid developers by Sun, paid developers by Novel, by Red Hat,
right.
But the companies in itself are free as well. We cannot command them.
If somebody wants to do a, I don't know, OpenOffice 1.5 release, they're free. Or maybe not call it exactly OpenOffice.
We wouldn't like it. But at the moment, if you think of the legal implications, they would be free. Yes.
But it's in,
but this
it's
would
it's
not
it's
be
best for everyone to work together and release
yeah,
as a whole.
Absolutely. Right. And at the moment, most companies, Sun, Novell, Red Hat, hope we will get Intel or others as well, are taking part in the process. And they are communicating with the community and how could we all get the best out of it. It's not always easy. Everyone has different goals, different ideas, but at least we are talking with each
yeah,
other.
And with quality assurance, what are your plans for the future? How do you think you will be able to improve the quality assurance process for the next releases?
The first step we will take is to define the release process itself. Who gets involved in the release process? We do have a release process more or less, but it's not written. We cannot rely on given dates. We cannot rely if we now have a release candidate that we have 3 or 4 weeks to test the release candidate and then must give the result, can we release or not. This is something we don't have, and as long as we don't have this, it's not easy to say for QA we would do a QA within a week and then decide it's okay or it's not. So I think this must be done. We must think about the QA process, but it's a lot of work to test the release, and it would take some time to define a more detailed process.
Right. Thank you. It's more than enough.